Welcome to the Hunt Back Country podcast, and welcome to March. A new month means a new giveaway for the podcast in 2019. In this month, the giveaway is a quiver from Tight Spot Quivers, and then an arrow rest from Ripcord Arrow Rests. You'll hear more about each of those products and opportunities this month, but just know you can always go to exomountaingear.com/podcast. You're going to find the giveaway link there. Incredibly easy to enter. Go do that. We had a great response from January and February giveaways and excited to be able to offer something new to you guys here in March. So this Monday Minute, if you guys are new to the show, new to the format, a Monday Minute is kind of anything. It can be off the cuff, something timely, a listener Q&A. In this episode, we actually talk with Joe Jacks from Tight Spot Quivers. He was a guest previously, which you'll hear about, and you should definitely go back and check out his previous episode when we talked about antelope hunting tactics there. You'll kind of get a teaser today at the beginning of this conversation. So go check that one out if you haven't yet. And yeah, hope you guys enjoy this conversation with Joe. He's just one of those guys in the industry and all the guys at Tight Spot, just really solid dudes building great stuff here in the U.S., guys that we love to support. These are truly just products that Steve and I use and love and want to give you guys an opportunity to win and learn more about if you're in the market. So enjoy this conversation with Joe. We talk about Tight Spot, some of the new products they have for 2019, some of the common questions they get, and then we just get into some personal stuff a bit, talking with Joe about hunting with his kids and some fun stories. So enjoy this one. Go enter the giveaway, exomountaingear.com/podcast. Joe, welcome back to the Hunt Backcountry podcast. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me back on. This is great.
Yeah, it's been quite a while. We had you back on in episode 86 and talked a lot about speed goats and antelope and some of the hunting you've done there. And it was, I think, not only a helpful show because it was a species we hadn't covered much at that time, but it was also super entertaining as well. So listeners, if you haven't heard that one, go back to it. You know, it's something I've never forgotten from that episode, is the bobs that you guys use, Joe. So just to give a teaser, if guys haven't heard that episode, what is the bob?
Yes. So the bob is basically a decoy, or a deterrent that we use on water holes to scare antelope away. It's basically a cardboard cutout. We actually put a shirt on it. Maybe a ball cap. Sometimes we've strapped Mylar balloons to them put it on a water hole that you don't want antelope to go to. And it was originally traced around one of my buddies, Bob, and so we call them bobs. So yeah, definitely you guys got to go check that out and listen to that episode.
Yeah, so that's an outside of the box tactic, let's put it that way.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's cool. So it's been a while since we've chatted on that. What has there been anything fun, memorable, like hunts from this year that stand out to you?
Oh, absolutely. You know, every hunt, I think I take something away from it. This year for me, I've killed a nice antelope, but I did a lot of hunting with my kids. My son, it was his first year getting to bow hunt. He killed a really nice antelope on that hunt as well. Was just a ton of fun having him out there. He ended up killing a mule deer doe with his bow this year as well. Just a lot of fun hunting with him. And then my daughter, it was her first year getting to rifle hunt. In Montana, we have the apprentice program where they're able to hunt at the age of 10, and they have to have their license at the age of 12 to continue to hunt. Well, I made a deal with my kids that if they both passed their hunter's ed, I would take them hunting at the age of 10, and they both had done that. So she killed a really nice mule deer, and she was so ecstatic. Yeah, so those are the hunts that I think I take away from this year, and the ones that I think back on are those hunts for sure.
Yeah, I can see how when you get to that point that those hunts mean more to you than any big buck or bull or goat that you've killed yourself as well.
Oh, absolutely. It's, you know, I guess I never really put too much thought to it in that regard, but yeah, taking my kids out is just, it's way more fun. And another aspect that makes it more enjoyable is, you know, sometimes, you know, as we get older and we've killed a lot of animals and, you know, we can tend to be a little bit more picky and be a little bit more of a trophy hunter, so to speak. Well, hunting with the kids, it's like they don't care. It's, mm-hmm. Doesn't matter if it's a buck or a doe or how big it is or how small it is. So everything is on the table when it comes to hunting with the kids. So it's makes it a lot of fun, really enjoyable.
And how old is your son?
He turned 12 this last April, so he was able to bow hunt this year, and he's super into it, shooting his bow all the time, and really enjoys it. Matter of fact, just yesterday he was saying, "Dad, we got to go out and shoot our bows." He's like, "I know it's cold, but we need to start shooting."
That's awesome. So, when did he start shooting a bow?
Oh, he was the very first time that he ever actually shot a bow. He was 2.5 years old. I remember we were downstairs in our basement, and I had just bought him a little plastic, bow from Walmart or whatever. It was like $10, little suction cup ends. And he had tried it for, I think he got it for his second birthday, and he had tried to shoot it, and just never could really connect the dots and make it work. And, you know, every now and again he would go over and pick it up and try to load the arrow and try to shoot it, never could get it to work. And then just one day he walked over and picked it up and knocked the arrow and drew it back and shot it. And it was like, you could see the look on his face, like the light bulb went off, like, oh, that's how it works. Mm-hmm. And so then he just would run over and grab it and grab the arrow again and shoot it and run over and grab it. And, you know, he just kept shooting and shooting it. And then, you know, as he got older, I, you know, would buy the next level bow. And now he's pulling, I think, 47 pounds. And,
wow.
And shooting really well, so
that's awesome. Yeah, my daughter's 10, and she's shooting a Genesis now, and she's tinkered before, but this is like the first year that she's shown a lot of interest. Doing archery club at school, and she thinks it's really cool that she can beat the boys and all that type of thing. So it's really fun to see that.
Heck yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, cool. So I know you guys have some updates for 2019, new model for 2019. Just kind of give us the quick brief on what's new from Tight Spot.
Yeah, so this year we came out with a new quiver that we call the Rise. It's 4.5 inches shorter than our current model quiver. It comes standard with a secondary gripper, and it has a loop on the hood, so that if you choose to remove the quiver, you can hang it from a hook in your tree stand. This quiver is going to be marketed more towards the tree stand / whitetail hunter. We've just had a lot of demand from guys who have always removed their quiver, and they will continue to remove it. So they want something that comes with a loop on the hood. And a lot of those Midwest guys and Eastern guys are using expandables, so we thought we would go ahead and incorporate that secondary gripper as a standard option on it. And it's gone over really well so far this year. It's just a little bit more compact design for those guys, and we're pretty excited about it, and it seems that the consumers are too.
Yeah, that's neat, man. If a guy is, which a lot of people listening are in this position, maybe lives in the Midwest or out east and does whitetail hunting, but then also comes out west or wants to start coming out west, would you still suggest maybe one of the standard models just for more shootability? Or how does the Rise function when it does remain mounted on the bow?
You know, Kelly here in the office, he used it this last year. I've been shooting with it all this spring, and I'll hunt with it coming up here in Texas here in the next couple of weeks. As far as functionality, I think it's still a great quiver for either the Eastern guy or the Western guy. We have a lot of Western guys who have seen it and been like, oh, man, I'm definitely going to get one of those, because occasionally I do jump in a tree stand and I'm going to pull it off and hang it, and it's still going to perform really well on the bow for the Western guy as well. So it's kind of one of those deals where it's a personal preference. I'd say if a guy really doesn't ever intend on removing it, probably just go with the standard quiver. But if you ever plan on pulling it off and hanging it in a tree stand or in a ground blind or whatnot, you know, you might want to check out our new quiver.
I'm curious, I think last time we had talked on the podcast, the 7-arrow quiver was pretty new for you guys, and how has that taken off since that time? Because I remember when that came out, and was new, and I had yet to shoot with one, and now I have a year plus experience with one. But I thought, man, is this going to really, like, for me personally, I was questioning, do I need the 5-arrow? Because the weight difference was so minimal, and there was essentially, to me, like, very little downside. Has the 7-arrow taken off and kind of replaced the 5-arrow, or you still see kind of strong preferences for both?
Yeah, the 7-arrow has been about 20% of our sales, which is about what we had hoped for. You know, the 5-arrow, just, you know, from a guy, from a mental standpoint, a guy thinks he wants 5 arrows, and that's what he's going to continue to buy, and that's great. But for the guy who thinks, well, what about an extra grouse arrow in my quiver? You know, or maybe I just have a lot of tags in my pocket. You know, the guy who wants a few extra arrows to come along, the 7-arrow is a great option. It's only 43 grains heavier and still just as compact. So yeah, the 7-arrow quiver is doing really well with it, well for us. So yeah, you know, it's just, you know, personal preference for a guy wanting a 5 or a 7.
Do you see any downside to having the 7-arrow but potentially carrying 5? I mean, I haven't noticed one personally, because there has been times where I'm using my 7-arrow, I'm only carrying 5 because I don't anticipate needing 7, I don't want the extra weight, anything like that. I haven't noticed any downside in doing that.
No, I can't think of a single reason, any or a single downside to getting the 7 versus the 5. We do have some pro shops that have switched over completely to the 7-arrow because it is virtually the same size and just a, you know, 43 grains heavier, which I don't even know that you could ever notice that difference in weight. So yeah, we get a lot of guys who buy the 7 and just put 5 arrows when they're going on a hunt where they're not going to need more. And then some guys who are figuring they might need more than that, they can carry 7.
Yeah, that's cool. If guys are newer to tight spot, you know, maybe newer to bow hunting, newer to the idea of shooting with a quiver because they traditionally have hunted out east and don't shoot with one on, or, you know, they're just checking things out. Maybe they're going to win the quiver this month and they don't know which one to choose. What are just some of the common questions that you guys get from customers and those common, like, bits of information that would be really helpful to guys to know?
Yeah, probably one of the most common questions that we get is how is the tight spot different from other quivers on the market? One of the things that we're known for is the ability to adjust the quiver in and out from the riser of the bow. Obviously, you know, the tight spot quiver is designed to fit really tight to the riser so you don't get that lateral torque that you get with a quiver that fits so much farther out. The other major feature that we have is the gripper is adjustable. There's wedges in between the arrows and the gripper that allow you to tighten those wedges down and really lock in your arrows so you don't have to worry about your arrows popping out when you're crawling through brush. You can adjust the gripper to fit those micro diameter shafts. There's more adjustment in the tight spot quiver than any other quiver on the market, which really sets us apart. And then the fact that it has a lifetime warranty. If, you know, a guy drops his bow out of the tree stand and his quiver breaks, he runs over it with his truck, his dog chews it up, we're going to repair or replace it at no charge. So that's another huge feature that guys are really, really jumping on board with us just because of those reasons.
Yeah, that's awesome. When was it that you guys started, Joe, with this product?
2009 was our first year.
Okay, gotcha. I was just trying to think, because I think I've been shooting one for about 8 years now, and I was curious. I couldn't remember when exactly you guys had launched, so it was a bit before then even. That's awesome.
Yeah, we're this was just here in January was my 11th ATA show, which was kind of neat. I'm starting to kind of feel like I'm in a comfortable groove and really being a staple in this industry. It's pretty neat.
That is cool. Any big plans for 2019? Just keeping hunting with the kids? You got any special trips coming up?
Yeah, you know, it. As of right now, plans are kind of up in the air. I'm hoping to do another antelope hunt with my son and another deer hunt with my daughter. Aside from that, I haven't really solidified anything. You know, I'm really wanting to get out with my brother and do some elk hunting. It's been a couple of years since we've been able to do a lot of hunting together, chasing elk. So I'm hoping to set a little time aside to do that, hunting here in Montana. Our seasons here are pretty liberal. We got a 6-week long archery season. And then there's some shoulder seasons that we can try and get out. The antelope season starts a little bit earlier. So we got a lot of time to be able to get out. We're pretty fortunate here. So every year I would like to think that I'd be able to hit at least one other state to hunt. But I think this coming fall, I'll probably just stay here local.
Yeah, so. Plenty of opportunity. And sounds like a lot of fun to have.
Oh, absolutely.
Cool. Well, yeah, Joe, I just want to say thank you, for helping us with the giveaway. You know, we truly love the fact that we can give our listeners, you know, give something back to them. And like every month we're doing this giveaway, and I just want to say thank you for being part of that for sure. If guys have questions, the best place to go is just the website to kind of check out the product or get in contact with you guys, that type of thing.
Yeah, you can check us out at tightspotquiver.com. You're always more than welcome to give us a call. We get people calling all the time asking questions. You can shoot us an email. You can find us on Facebook or Instagram. Just check out the website. Probably be the most informative place.